Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. McLeansboro will hold a citywide cleanup at 312 West Marketplace, which is the light plant, from May 28th to the 31st. Wednesday through Friday, 7:45 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and Saturday, 7:45 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is for in-town residents only. If you need assistance getting items to the light plant, we have had a couple of churches that have volunteered to help. What you will do is call City Hall at 643-2723 and ask to be put on the pickup list. We will need a name, address, phone number, and what assistance you need. This will get forwarded to the volunteers. This is for residents within city limits only. Remember, this is a great time to clean out your garages and basements and get rid of this stuff so it doesn't end up in a ditch somewhere. The things that will not be included are tires, batteries, air conditioners, furnaces, computers, TVs, any liquid or yard waste. Doors on white goods must be securely fastened or removed. And remember, there is no after-hours dumping. This is a great time for us to work together to clean up our community. This is a reminder for all people planning to exhibit livestock this summer at any county or state fair will need 840 tags required for all Illinois beef and swine. All cattle and swine exhibited at the Illinois County Fairs will be required to have an electronic 840 tag. The 840 tag is approved official animal identification number that allows for the visual and electronic identification of each animal. The Illinois Department of Agriculture, in partnership with the USDA, is offering a limited supply of free 840 tags to help producers and veterinarians transition to the new county and state fair requirements. In addition, the new federal requirements for interstate movement. IDOA also offers a free premise ID number, which is called a PIN number, that gets assigned to unique numbers to the animal agriculture locations. The PIN is used in conjunction with the 840 tag for faster action. So if you are planning to exhibit at any county or state fair, you must have these tags. Make this the best summer ever. Registration is open for 4-H members ages 8 to 16 for the 2025 summer camp season in Monticello. Camp weeks are available June 3rd through 7th, 8 through 12, 15 through 19, June 29th through July 3rd, and August 2nd through 6th. You can register, go to Memorial Camp to register, and this will prove to be a great summer activity. Hamilton, Hardin, Pope, Saline, and White counties are participating in a community service activity for 4-H. We will be collecting items for the Ronald McDonald House of Ohio Valley. The Ronald McDonald House program provides housing to keep families together and provide a warm and loving home away from home. The Ronald McDonald House provides comfort, support, and access to resources for families during hospital stays. If you would like to donate any items, you can collect them and drop them off at your local extension office. These include toiletries, first aid supplies, laundry supplies, disinfecting sprays and wipes, all-purpose cleaner, rubber gloves, card games, crayons, puzzle books, board games, white queen-size sheets, 300-plus thread count, white bath and hand towels, white washcloths and bath mat, and also AA and AAA batteries. Remember, these can all be new items because of the amount of the medical circumstances that we're dealing with. The 4-H'ers from these counties will be taking a field trip on June 23rd to deliver all the items and get a tour of the house. Do your part to help. If you're new for gardening this year, here's some tips for gardening for beginners. Remember that peas don't like too much water. Potatoes don't like tomatoes. Potatoes don't like cucumbers. And potatoes and cabbage are friends. So as you're planting those, think about where you should plant them. Do not plant beans with onions or beets, but beans love carrots. Beets love onions, cabbage, and potatoes. Tomatoes love carrots and peas. Cabbage does not like radishes, so don't plant those together. And carrots and onions do great together. And also, marigolds can help repel pests, so plant those throughout the garden and make a happy, growing environment for all your plants. The livestock exhibit dates have been set for the 4-H livestock exhibit. They will be held this year, June 5th and 6th. June 5th, the Poultry and Rabbit Show will be at 9 a.m., Small Pets Dog Cat Show at 1 p.m., weigh-in from 4 to 6 p.m., and the Farm Follies following weigh-in. Then bright and early on June 6th, the Livestock Show will begin at 7 a.m., Hospitality Tent at 1, Awards Presentation at 1:30, and the 4-H Livestock Auction at 2. Everyone should make plans to attend. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.